In this bulletin, tributes to those killed in the Bondi Beach mass shooting, calls for more action on anti-Semitism, and Port Adelaide's Zach Butters returns from injury for the pre-season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. At least 15 people and a gunman are dead following the mass shooting at Bondi Beach. Two shooters targeted a Jewish community gathering marking Hanukkah at Sydney's Bondi Beach. 42 people were hospitalised overnight, with the ages of those injured ranging from 10 to 87. Police say the shooters were a 50-year-old father and his 24-year-old son. The older man, a licensed gun owner, is dead, while his son is in a critical but stable condition under police guard in hospital. Officers have recovered 6 licensed firearms, raided 2 Sydney homes, and removed 2 improvised explosive devices. The shooting has been declared a terrorist attack, authorising the use of special police powers as part of the investigation. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has called the attack pure evil.
What we saw yesterday was an act of pure evil, an act of anti-Semitism, an act of terrorism on our shores in an iconic Australian location, Bondi Beach, that is associated with joy, associated with families gathering, associated with celebrations, and it is forever tarnished by what has occurred last evening.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says law reform is now likely. Linda Ben-Menashe is the president of the National Council of Jewish Women in Australia. She says it's appalling that the attackers targeted people attending Hanukkah. She told SBS Hebrew she wants to see more done to tackle hate speech and anti-Semitism.
If you can't go to Bondi Beach as an Australian or a tourist or a Sikh or a Hindu or a Jew or a Muslim and not get shot by a terrorist, there's something seriously, seriously wrong. So action in every direction, including the policing of hate speech and serious consequences for it, and education around the notion that we are all Australians. What does happen to one community is a reflection of the health of that society.
World leaders have responded to news of the Bondi Beach attack, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying all governments must do more to counter anti-Semitism. He says he sent a letter to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese 4 months ago, warning him to be careful to ensure that Australian government policies don't encourage anti-Semitism in Australia. Mr. Netanyahu has also praised the actions of a Muslim man, Ahmed El Ahmed, a 43-year-old fruit shop owner, who was filmed disarming one of the gunmen.
We saw an action of a brave man, turns out a Muslim brave man, and I salute him, that stopped one of these terrorists from killing innocent Jews. But it requires the action of your government, which you're not taking, and you have to, because history will not forgive hesitation and weakness. It will honor action and strength. That's what Israel expects of each of your governments in the West and elsewhere.
United States Special Envoy Steve Witkoff says a lot of progress has been made in talks with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on a proposal to end the war with Russia. A meeting has taken place in Berlin between Mr. Zelensky and a US delegation, including Mr. Witkoff and President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Mr. Witkoff says discussions took place over 5 hours and will resume again in the coming 24 hours. Updating sport, and in the AFL, Port Adelaide gun Zach Butters insists he's not thinking about the free agency call looming over his 2026 season yet. But the midfielder is confident that Port can fire some shots under new coach Josh Carr. The 25-year-old Victorian is out of contract at the end of the 2026 season. Power vice-captain Butters had a late start to the pre-season due to a minor groin operation. He says he's coming back from injury and ramping up his training has been his priority. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.